Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening. Welcome to another episode of the Relevant Christian Podcast. In this podcast, I want to offer up prayers for the president as he tested positive again for the second time in 2 weeks. So the last time he tested positive was the 21st of July, and now today, the 30th of July, he tested positive again. And he's not a young man. And of course, the drugs that he was taking, I believe the doctor said that it was 5 to 7 chances of a rebound, but he fell within that 5 to 7%. But as the Bible tells us to pray for leaders and pray for government officials and pray for those who are over us, I just wanted to dedicate this episode to offer up prayers for the president and his staff and his family and the people around him and the people he got in contact with.
But we begin with the breaking news on President Biden's health. Late today, the White House announcing that the president had again tested positive for COVID after 4 days of negative tests. The president says he has no symptoms and he's feeling fine, tweeting out a video with his dog Commander saying he is continuing to work. President Biden wearing a mask as he signed another order to help those impacted by the flooding in Kentucky. The president ended his COVID isolation on Wednesday with an appearance in the Rose Garden. The 79-year-old last seen in public on Thursday and was expected to travel to Delaware tomorrow. The president's doctor labeling this a rebound infection after his treatment with the COVID drug Paxlovid. ABC's White House correspondent Mary Alice Parks leading us off tonight.
Tonight, President Biden testing positive for COVID-19 yet again in a rebound case following the antiviral treatment Paxlovid.
Tested positive this morning. Going to be working from home for the next couple days. And feeling fine. Everything's good. But the commander and I got a lot of work to do.
Biden's rebound positivity appearing after he tested negative for 4 straight days and ended his 5-day isolation on Wednesday, according to his doctor, Kevin O'Connor, adding in a memo that Biden continues to feel quite well and there's no reason to reinitiate treatment at this time. Biden initially tested positive for COVID on July 21st and began taking the antiviral pill Paxlovid, given to people with mild to moderate symptoms who are considered at high risk for severe illness. Just days ago, the White House COVID response coordinator, Dr. Ajit Shah, had downplayed the possibility of a rebound case, arguing only 5 to 8% of people who took the drug experienced them. Though rare, Dr. Anthony Fauci had a similar rebound case after he took Paxlovid.
If you have a rebound, as it were, it almost invariably is just a reversion of the test to positive for a day or two, and perhaps some increase in minor symptoms, but it has not historically been followed by severity of disease. So the benefits overwhelmingly outweigh the risks when you take Paxlovid.
Tonight, doctors asking people to remain confident in the drug, but saying there is much more to learn about these rebound cases.
It's still unclear whether or not people who have a rebound positive test after taking Paxlovid are contagious. But the CDC does recommend that as a precaution, people assume that they're contagious and go back into isolation.
Still questions about those rebound infections. Mary Alice Parks back with us now. And Mary Alice, the president saying he will isolate and continue to work from the White House. But what are your sources telling you about possible contact tracing again since he was around people this week?
Yeah, what the White House told me just now, they are going through that process of possibly identifying close contacts again. We did see the president Thursday at an outdoor event. He was working yesterday. But remember, his doctor said he tested negative yesterday morning before testing positive today.
What? Mary Alice, thank you.
1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1, 2, and 3. Says, therefore, I exhort first of all that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. For this is the good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Regardless of who you voted for during the election, and regardless of what you think about him, the Bible tells us as Christians or commands us to pray for our leaders, not only leaders in the church, but also leaders in the world, secular leaders, also non-secular leaders. If we remember King David, when Saul was trying to kill him, and in that cave, he had the opportunity to kill Saul, actually, and he did not. But he said that I would not touch the Lord's anointed. And even when Saul was trying to kill him. He would not harm Saul. His faith was in God, and God would deal with Saul in the time being. And like I said before, I just offer up prayers for the president. The president is 79 years old. We pray the Lord would give the doctors wisdom. And we also keep his wife in prayer as well. And we ask that God would protect anyone that he may have come in contact with. And I just pray that God would give him wisdom to be more careful, to guide him. And in this time, we pray for a speedy recovery from him. And hopefully this is the last time. But we just ask God that we'll watch over him, that we'd cover him so he can recover as quick as possible. Thank you for taking the time to listen to the Relevant Christian Podcast. This is Adler. Peace out.